You can easily find the exhibit because it sticks out. On the second floor of the library, you'll see a tall metal cage with a sign that reads Guantanamo. The Phoenix Public Library's Kathy Husser is standing at the center of the exhibit.
You're looking at basically a chain-linked, fenced-in area to give you the sense of imprisonment or detainment.
Husser is pointing to a series of photos and illustrations of Guantanamo over the past century. The U.S. has operated the naval base since 1898. It gets a lot of attention nowadays because of the hundreds of suspected terrorists the U.S. is holding there.
We hope it creates a dialogue. I mean, you're always going to have very strong views one way or another on government and laws and human rights.
The exhibit includes a series of lectures over the next month, and you can even meet a man who was detained at Guantanamo Bay.
Cuando ya no estés, me preguntas, ¿cómo estás, amor?
Victor Caldee performs in the dining room of his Phoenix home. He's wearing an American flag t-shirt, and he closes his eyes and grins as he plays guitar.
Lo que no sabrás, cuánto sufrirá.
Caldee moved to Phoenix from Cuba 20 years ago. He fled when Fidel Castro allowed masses of people to leave the country voluntarily. Caldee says he built a raft out of old oil barrels. It carried 19 members of his family from Cuba, 90 miles across the ocean to Key West, Florida.
27 hours in the rafts, 27 hours.
But before they landed, the U.S. Coast Guard caught them and sent his family to the American base at Guantanamo. Speaking through an interpreter, Caldee says for more than a year, he lived in a crowded tent surrounded by barbed wire and landmines that kept detainees from escaping. But still, even so, he learned something there.
Cuando llego allí a Guantanamo, veo que los militares son la misma.
When I arrived there to Guantanamo, I realized the soldiers were the same as those in Cuba. Young people, full of life, you understand? I thought they aren't bad, because when you say army, you think, ah. But the same people, young people, full of desire to live, friendly. My mentality changed a lot.
Caldee was allowed to create art at Guantanamo. One of his works is painted on the canvas from his tent at the base. It's in this artwork that he was able to express some of the vulnerability he felt.
Estábamos desnudos. No teníamos leyes que nos ampararan.
We were naked. We didn't have laws that protected us. We didn't have protection from any country. So I felt like that, like a naked person.
Now Caldee is middle-aged. He's an architect, and he does some political cartoon work. He's eager to talk about his Guantanamo experiences at the exhibit next month. ASU history professor Nancy Dillette wants the Guantanamo Memory Project to bring attention to modern-day detainees, the ones who were waterboarded and suffered other forms of torture by U.S. authorities.
We seem to be looking out at the rest of the world and noting human rights violations everywhere, but we don't seem to be as aware of the ones that we are committing on a daily basis and what's being done in our names.
The Guantanamo Public Memory Project started at Columbia University in 2009. It was brought to the Valley by ASU and the Phoenix Public Library. The exhibit opens Saturday and runs through November 24th. Then it goes to Miami and on to New Orleans. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.